I'm James Harmon, and I'm a commander in the Metropolitan Police, and I head up our anti-corruption and abuse command.
Excellent. So once somebody calls this new hotline, could you tell us a bit about what happens after that, please?
Yeah, so we're launching the anti-corruption and abuse hotline. We think this is the first of its kind in UK policing, and we're very proud to have set it up in partnership with Crime Stoppers, an independent charity who people will know well as a trusted and independent brand who've been taking calls like this for many years. We're asking the public to call the hotline if they have information around corrupt police officers or staff, or officers and staff who are abusing their position of power and trust that the public place in them. That abusive position can come in different ways. It could be financially motivated, it could be sexually motivated, or it could be based in hatred and in discrimination. Whatever it is, if it's not right, we want the public to call us and we'll put a stop to it.
What sort of reports do you expect to get to this hotline that you wouldn't expect before?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think we want to recognise that members of the public, if they feel trapped in a corrupt or abusive situation with a serving Metropolitan Police officer, they may not know where to turn. We want them to feel confident to walk into a police station. We want them to feel confident to approach a police officer on the street or call 999 or 101 or whatever it might be. But if they don't feel that's possible, we want to offer them another route. And this hotline is that route. It's run by Crime Stoppers, an independent charity who they may feel more comfortable speaking to. And if they do, they can do so in the knowledge they'll be anonymous, 100% anonymous, if they wish to be so, or they can leave their name and details for further contact with the investigator. So to answer your question, it's to give people another route to encourage everyone to come forward if they have information for us.
Isolated complaints are weaker than concerted ones. They require more individual courage to come forward. Is there any provision here for group complaint?
So that's a really good question. I think it's not set up for group complaints. It's set up for individuals to make contact. But those individuals should do so in the knowledge, firstly, they'll be treated with support, compassion, and real attention and care to the report that they've made. And secondly, they may form part of a wider picture. So although they might feel alone making that call, what they're telling us may fit into what other people have told us or other people will tell us, and a wider intelligence picture. So I'd ask people to call on an individual basis, and I recognize that can be difficult, but we're here to support them.
Is there a timeline for complaints, and are complainants allocated somebody to oversee or manage the complaint? How can people track the progress?
So if someone is anonymous, then they are 100% anonymous, and that means we won't be able to follow up with them on the progress that we've made. They may see it happen in their communities, they may see it happen in the situation they're in, but we won't be contacting them directly because we can't, because we respect that anonymity. If somebody wishes to leave their details and engage with investigators, then they should know they will be allocated an officer to work through that with them, that they'll be kept updated, and that they'll be supported through the process. So it really depends on what their wishes are in the way they report and in the details they give, and then it will depend on the individual circumstances of every case. But we recognise how hard it is, and we're there to support people.
If they leave their details, will Crime Stoppers have some sort of mechanism in there for group complaint on their end?
That's not something we've explored with this hotline. This hotline is set up for individuals to make contact. That said, if individuals want to engage with us and then bring in a wider group who wish to bring something to our attention, then of course we'll do that. We'll deal with these things on a case-by-case basis, and we are open to whatever options are needed to support that victim and get the right outcome in that case.
Does this not simply introduce a middleman who will ultimately just pass complaints to the police as before? How are Crime Stoppers going to be involved in this?
Well, I think the first thing to say about Crime Stoppers is the public have been bringing anonymous reporting to Crime Stoppers for many years now, around 30 years, I think. And I think that's important because, as I say, it may be And we, you know, we're sad if this is the case, but it may be someone doesn't feel they can trust the police to come forward. It may be that they feel if they phone the police, they won't really be anonymous, or that somehow, you know, that's not a process they want to engage with. Whereas with Crime Stoppers, they will know that they're going to an independent charity, that charity is very used to receiving and respecting anonymity and very used to supporting people through that difficult process we accept of making that first call. So we see Crime Stoppers as a supportive mechanism for that first step people want to take. And yes, Crime Stoppers will pass the information to us to go on and investigate, because they're not an investigating body. But they are there to support people in taking that difficult first step, and we're proud to have partnered with them for this.
Many will say that the problem historically hasn't been an inability to report the abuses, that police are investigating themselves. People have reported feeling ignored and receiving conflicted messages after a complaint. How is this being tackled?
Yeah, look, that's a really fair question, and I would say that we don't think this hotline is the whole answer. It's not going to fix all of the problems that the Met have had and that we have identified in our processes. For example, through Baroness Casey's independent report that she's currently doing into the Met. But we do think it's a bold first step, and it's an important step in saying to the public, we are taking you seriously, we are taking the problem seriously, and we want your help in telling us what you know so that we can take firm action.
What other changes are happening in the Met in order to boost the public's trust in it?
We have put more resource into our professional standards capability. We are doing a root and branch review of the culture in the Met in order to understand, you know, is there anything there that we can do to improve the service that the public are getting? And as the Commissioner has spoken about, we are looking at regulations and legislation that currently exists to govern misconduct procedures and whether or not that is serving the public as it best can. So we're doing a range of measures. This hotline is one of them, but we think it's an important one, and we'd encourage people to call if they have information that's relevant.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to reassure people that they will be listened to?
Well, the main thing I'd like to say to reassure people is that there are thousands upon thousands of decent, hardworking police officers and staff serving them every single day. These are people that would and do risk their lives for them. And it's really important that we recognise that. What we're talking about here is a minority. It's too many, but it's a minority. And we want the public's help in identifying them, rooting them out of the Met. And in doing so, I hope we're standing up for the vast majority of officers that do the right thing for London every day.